Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Bradley Dean is a lying preacher, said this mainstream media. Bradley Dean is a lying preacher, a gold-plated conspiracy theorist. How's that working out for you? He's a devout conspiracy theorist. Folks, these people that are saying that I'm a lying preacher, a gold-plated conspiracy theorist, as a matter of fact, they even took it a step further, devout conspiracy theorist. These are the same ones, these useful idiots, that have been responsible for attempting to denounce the truths about factual conspiracies. Well, what are you talking about? Well, Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy. 81% of the American people don't believe that. MK Ultra, they said that that was a total conspiracy theory, which turned out to be a conspiracy. Operation Mockingbird, CIA control over the narrative on a global basis, that turned out to be a conspiracy. Jeremiah 11:9. Manhattan Project turned out to be a conspiracy. Asbestos, which they denied for the longest time that it was not cancer-causing, that was a conspiracy theory, too. Watergate was a conspiracy theory. They would have you believe, by the way, that was a cover-up for a child pedophile ring in Washington, D.C. The Tuskegee syphilis study, that was a theory. Operation Northwoods, where the government wanted to attack its own country and then accuse their political opposition, just like that of Adolf Hitler, that turned out to be a conspiracy. Iran-Contra, that was a total fraud. They said it was a total conspiracy theory, which turned out to be true. BCCI scandal, CIA drug running in Los Angeles. We know that they've been drug running since day one. They said that was a conspiracy theory. The Gulf of Tonkin, they said it never happened, where our government actually incited the war with the Vietnam back in the 60s. That turned out to be a conspiracy. The business plot, Operation Ajax, Operation Snow White, these were all conspiracy theorists, the mainstream media, conspiracy theories, said the mainstream media, which turned out to be conspiracies. Operation Gladio, the CIA assassinates a lot of people, the church committee exposed that. That was supposed to be a conspiracy theory, which turned out to be, in fact, a conspiracy. The mainstream media was just doing its best to cover for those that were responsible for the crimes, namely the conspirators. The New World Order and until George Bush came out, that was all a conspiracy theory, they told us. 1919 World Series conspiracy, that was a theory until it turned out to be true. Karen Silkwood, CIA drug smuggling in Arkansas under the Bushes and the Clintons. Mena, Arkansas, folks, there's a whole documentary called The Clinton Chronicles. If you have not seen that, I promise you, you'll watch 2 minutes of it and you'll watch the duration of it. It pulls you in just to show you the level of conspiracy taking place in this country. Bohemian Grove, that was a total theory. Operation Paperclip, where they took all these war veterans, these Nazi SS criminals from Adolf Hitler's country into America. Well, that turned out to be true. The Round Table, the Illuminati, that was all a conspiracy theory. They told us, the mainstream media did. The Trilateral Commission, Big Brother or the shadow government. They said that was all a conspiracy theory. Why would they cover for all of these people when everybody knew that the obvious was true? Isn't that crazy? The Federal Reserve Bank, that was a complete conspiracy theory. They told us, the mainstream media did, which we know now is completely true. The secret team, CIA control over many facets of our government, when in fact that is not their purpose. And let me remind you that the CIA was called the American version of the Gestapo by Harry Truman, and he said if he could do it again, he would never have anything to do with them. But here we are now. It's interesting that they all turned out to be conspiracy facts, and yet I'm a gold-plated conspiracy theorist, say the useful idiots that get paid to lie. Okay, just interesting notes to take here, friends. William Casey, who, when they didn't need him anymore, he was expendable. He found out the hard way. They found him at the bottom of a lake. He was the one that proudly said under Ronald Reagan, as Reagan was making America great again in 1981, he said that we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. Is false. I just wanted to clarify that, because this is how the American people are being led as sheep to the slaughter, because again, 94% of those that decry or denounce the mainstream media as a bunch of liars, interestingly enough, for some reason or another, the useful idiots get their approval in their summations of what the truth is. Truth is stranger than fiction to some, friends, and it's absolutely astounding to me how far people will actually let things go in this country. By the way, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to the page. Go to the top left side of the page, and you'll see SOL Radio Live. Click onto that and subscribe to our Rumble feed. You can watch us on social media platforms 24/7, the new shows and the old shows as well. Go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, okay? Let's not hold to truth and unrighteousness, Romans 1:18. Let's hold to the truth and stay there. It's the safest place to be is when you have your feet upon the rock of ages. We're going to be talking about global warming hoax because, friends, right now, and you know they've been doing this for decades now, they're trying to convince the American people on a global basis, that we need to now tax the people on a global scale in order to further enslave them to our controls. And the way that we're going to do that, say they, is we're going to amass billions unto ourselves to take control over the people that we mean to control. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to tell them that there's global warming. Well, folks, let me say it this way before we get to the topic. Scientists can't tell us where a hurricane will make landfall tomorrow. They can't predict the weather. Folks, 98% of the time they're wrong in their assessments. And though they got Doppler radar, these meteorologists cannot predict jack. Yet they can predict the climate in 100 years down to 0.17 degrees. Folks, and they flip-flop back to the ice age, then to global warming. Folks, this is confusion by design, Daniel 9-7. We're going to come right back, hit a couple topics, and hit our main topic. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, oh, tell me it's not true. Queen Elizabeth dies? And listen to the approbation of the world. Isn't it? Oh, you know, all these diplomats from all over the world are sending their condolences. Look at her children. I mean, one of her sons was busted with Jeffrey Epstein. He's a pedophile. There's records of Queen Elizabeth as being one distorted, perverted, wicked, wicked woman. That's easy access. And I'm thinking about her other son who said that if he could come back as a virus and kill as many people as he possibly could, he would do that. These are the fruits of her womb. Luke 7:35 says, wisdom is justified by her children. Oh my goodness. Well, what does Proverbs 22:6 say? It says, to train up a child in the way that they will go. Look at the way that they went. And I'm not blaming the parents all the time, but folks, she was a wicked, wicked woman. And she's nothing short of a political figure. She was. I wonder how that's working out for her now. Because what I see is her now bending her knee to the throne of the captain of my salvation, and his name is Jesus Christ, where she confesses that he is the Lord. And she will be seen in judgment for every evil work. And I'm thinking of Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. It bothers me when these people die, and we all the well know that they're wicked, but the mainstream media and all these diplomats, they get together and they praise her, all the while knowing that she was a wicked woman. Well, they're just as wicked. And doesn't it tell us in John 15:19, if you were of the world would love his own, but because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. The world will love its own, folks. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God, folks. Don't think for one moment that she was a righteous woman. It reminds me of when Ginsburg... I mean, she was a devil and a half. She was a witch through and through. And yet when she died, they all praised her. She's the one that advocated for the murder of children. She's the one that goes over to foreign countries and say that told them not to emulate the American version of the Constitution. I mean, really? Folks, we got to pay attention to what it is that you're giving heed to on so many different fronts. Boy, I'll tell you what. I almost don't want to do this, but I would be negligent in telling you all of the truth. And if the Lord has our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, Jeremiah 29:11-13, well, then guess what? If he has our whole heart, he's going to give us all the truth because truth makes men free. In the state of Minnesota, we have Tim Walz. Everybody knows that he's a plant. He's a liar. He's a tyrant wannabe. He's not even from Minnesota. He's from Nebraska. He's not a legitimate candidate. And we know that the 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota did not vote him in, nor did they vote in Keith Ellison, who is another CIA plant. To think otherwise is disingenuous, insincere, and self-deceptive, deceptive in so many different ways. Well, he's running against a guy named Scott Jensen, and we've had Scott on the radio a couple times. And we had Scott on the show talking about, you know, the issues at hand. He did really good on what was going on with this whole issue with the whole plandemic. And when I first had Scott on, I was apprehensive because I knew at the end of the day that he was going to be running for office. So I also understood politicians that they'll do anything that they can do to get into office. And my discerners were off right away. And I think Scott's a nice guy. I'm not undermining Scott. But I'll tell you what. A brand new video was released this week, and my son caught this, and I want to play it for you on social media platforms, and I want you to listen to it carefully, and I'll play it a couple times if need be, because I didn't catch it at first. But what I want you to do, for those that are not able to watch us on social media platforms, I do want you to understand what we're looking at. We're looking at a picture of Dr. Scott Jensen, who's running for office to become the governor of the state of Minnesota, holding a baby in his arms. Okay? Now, this is the guy that just got done telling the people in Minnesota that he is going to do his best to abolish abortion. Okay. Then once he felt the heat just a little bit, what did he do? I want you to go ahead and I want you to see this for yourself. And if I have to play it twice, I will. But listen carefully.
I've delivered 500 babies in my career. Abortion is divisive. And Tim Walz is weaponizing the issue. In Minnesota, it's a protected constitutional right and no governor can change that. And I'm not running to do that.
Okay, did you catch that? Did you catch what he just said? He just said he's delivered over 500 babies with a baby in his hand. Then he goes on and says that Tim Walz is weaponizing the issue of the murder of the innocent in the womb. God hates hands that shed innocent blood, friends. And of course, I'm sure Scott claims to be a Christian man. Then he goes on and says that it's a weaponized issue concerning abortion right now. And then he goes on and he lies to the people in the state of Minnesota that there's a constitutional right to abortion. No, there is not. Can you show that to me? No, they can't show this to you. No, they cannot show it to you. If you remember right, Anton Scalia, former Supreme Court Justice, rightly agreed with the Word of God and common law, which our foundations are established on, and he said there is no constitutional provision to abortion whatsoever. We do have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Notice life was in there. Where is Scott Jensen getting the information to suggest that he's going to show you a commercial in the state of Minnesota or any other state holding a baby, saying it's a divisive issue, and then go on and say, in contrast to what he said earlier to the people in the state of Minnesota, that he would do his best to abolish abortion, then to do a 180 completely in the face of the people, and then to say that there's a constitutional right to abortion. He flip-flopped majorly. What's worse, friends, is what he says next. And I'm going to let that play out one more time so you can hear it all, because I don't want to form your opinion in any sense of the word outside of what Scott just said. Listen.
I've delivered 500 babies in my career. Abortion is divisive, and Tim Walz is weaponizing the issue. In Minnesota, it's a protected constitutional right, and no governor can change that, and I'm not running to do that.
And no governor can change that, and I'm not running to do that. But this is what he just got done telling the people at the Minnesota State Fair. This is what he just got done doing when he was campaigning on the trail across the state of Minnesota. Now he runs a brand new ad that I'm not running to be the governor to do that because no governor can change that. Well, it's interesting because it's never been legalized. Isn't that interesting? What sort of society do we live in? But also pay attention to the same fact that I continuously make reference to, that it's that same age group that's in government and in the church today promulgating these lies that we hear continuously. Listen to what he says next. Okay, he's not running to put a stop to abortion. That's what he wants you to know. Okay, check this out.
I'm running because we need safe streets.
I'm running because we need safe streets. Does this not contradict the whole point that he's making visually as he has a baby in his arms? Then denouncing the fact that he's going to stand up and protect those little babies and then go on in his confusion and say, we need safer streets. Is this a contradiction, to say the least? Then he says, we need excellent schools. Well, Scott, I got a question for you. Who goes to those schools? Children do, that you're not willing to stand up and to protect. Listen to the rest of this.
Excellent schools. Parental rights.
Parental rights. For what? Their children. I have never seen a more contradictory commercial in all of my life. You want to talk about blurting your confusion out or the truth out in your confusion? Because this is about the most self-inflicting commercial I have ever heard or seen come from a politician. What was this handlers doing? Not to tell them that your message is very confusing, but very telling. Let me go on and finish this.
And more money in the family budget.
And more money in the family budget. How are you going to have a family if all those babies keep getting killed off? And so he highlights and makes an appeal to the family and to the parents and for the children, but he's unwilling to stand up and put the law down and condemn the crimes of murdering the innocent in the womb. There is no constitutional right in any sense of the word. What happened? He felt a little heat, and he flip-flopped in the face of the people in Minnesota. And I'll tell you what, if you take the time to watch the video and you look at the comments, people are not happy about the way that Scott Jensen just flip-flopped. Folks, of the lesser of two evils, vote for neither. Find a candidate that's willing to stand up and do what needs to be done. I'm going to make one more point on the other side of this, and we'll share that information in just a moment. I'll play another video for you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth II has died at the age of 96. Buckingham Palace releasing a statement saying the Queen died peacefully this afternoon in Scotland. Flags across the UK were lowered to half-mast ahead of a national minute silence and the start of an official mourning period. Someone close to former President Donald Trump is being indicted.
Former White House advisor Steve Bannon surrendered to a New York City courthouse Thursday to face new state criminal charges. The new indictments against him have yet to be made public. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In the run-up to the midterm elections, the Senate is gearing up soon to hold a vote on the Respect for Marriage Act, which looks to ensure federal protections for marriage equality, including same-sex marriages. While discussing the issue, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I can't even tell you how displeased I am with what's going on here in the state of Minnesota, because we know Tim Walz is corrupt. We know that he's a tyrant. He's a dictator wannabe. He's a sellout. We know that he's a plant. We all know this. And then there was a hopeful coming up behind the people, and that was Dr. Scott Jensen. We had him on the show several times. As a matter of fact, after one of the shows we did, I called him and I said, Scott, people don't want to have a roundtable talk. They want someone to come into play to do their job and enforce the law and condemn the crimes. Well, you do things the way that you want to. I'll do things the way that I want to. And there's the generation gap right there. My generation understands that we have to fight to go on and have a future and hope. You know, Bible tells us clearly those that are willing and obedient, they'll eat the good of the land. And here it is. We just have a bunch of older people that don't understand to the degree of the issues in which we're dealing with. I mean, here's Scott Jensen goes out, tells the state of Minnesota what they want to hear. He wants to heal the land. He says he's got billboards where he wants to heal the land. He tells the people he's going to do his best to abolish abortion. And then he does a commercial like this. And I want you to see it again, and then I'm going to make my next point, and then we're going to get to the topic.
I've delivered 500 babies in my career. Abortion is divisive, and Tim Walz is weaponizing the issue. In Minnesota, it's a protected constitutional right, and no governor can change that. And I'm not running to do that.
That is untrue.
I'm running because we need safe streets, excellent schools.
We need safe streets, but we don't need safe hospitals for mothers to give birth to their baby. Excellent schools for what, Scott? Because if you keep letting them murder babies, right, if you become the governor, who's going to fill those little desks up in these schools? that they shouldn't be in the first place. And then he talks about parental rights. And the list goes on.
It's just in the family budget.
About the most hypocritical thing that I've ever seen in my
Let's
life.
Let's focus on the issues that matter.
Let's focus on the... Folks, you got to look at this. Let's focus on the issues that matter as he's looking at the baby, talking about how he's not going to do anything about abortion. Let's focus on what matters is the little baby that he has in his arms. Folks, you know what compromise is, right? This is where two men get together and they both agree on what they know is wrong. Okay? Do these politicians, do these wicked men, because that's what they are, they know to do right, but they do it not. That's what the definition of wicked is, Webster's 1828. Do they realize what their compromise has brung upon us as a nation? The bloodshed of over 63 million babies. And let's get focused and get to the topics that matter the most. Again, can you make this up? You really can't. And I'm thinking right now of 2 Kings 24, verse 4, and I want you to hear it again because it's important that you hear it. And also for the innocent blood that he shed, talking about Jeroboam, he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood. Okay, he killed innocent babies. And the Bible says, and the Lord would not pardon that. They were going to be judged for that very topic. They were going to be judged for that very topic. Okay. Well, I'm here to tell you that this is not the first time this has happened with Scott Johnson. Okay. What I want you to see now is I want you to see how he flip-flopped on the gun issue as well. Okay, so folks, just imagine if he's willing to flip-flop now before he becomes the governor, which only shows you, by the way, that he's willing to do whatever he needs to do to get into office. If he's willing to flip-flop on these topics now, what else won't he flip-flop on when it gets to the point where it matters the most? I want you to check this out. And again, it's the mainstream media, but folks, the facts are there because I have first-hand testimonials from people that have actually been there and listening to the contradiction that Scott Johnson is selling the people. And again, to all those that are saying, Bradley, you're weakening our chances. No, I'm not, because I'm telling you, you're going to get more of the same if you don't find a candidate that's willing to stand up and do what they say they're going to do and hold to the Word of God and the Constitution. For the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And if they're not going to do that, you are not going to be liberated. 2 Corinthians 3:17. You're going to be ensnared. You're going to be enslaved all the more. And instead of waiting for the politicians to do what you're supposed to do, how about you take responsibility and do it? Proverbs 7:2, that you might live, right? Watch this one on gun rights. This is Scott Johnson again.
Republicans chose Dr. Scott Johnson as their candidate to run against Tim Walz for governor. The candidates made their appeal to more than 2,000 delegates at Saturday's nomination convention in Rochester. After 9 rounds and several close votes, Dr. Johnson edged out Kendall Qualls for the party's support heading into November.
I think this is the beginning of a transparent journey together where you're going to meet Matt Burke and Scott Johnson and get to know us and decide whether or not you'd like us to lead your state.
Jensen is a family physician and former state senator who has been the top fundraiser among the candidates. He's sharply criticized Governor Walz' handling of the pandemic.
Totally. I agree. Totally. 100%.
Jensen's expressed skepticism about the COVID vaccine. DFL party chairman Ken Martin released a statement last night and said, Minnesota Republicans have chosen the most extreme and dangerous candidate to lead their party in the fall. He went on to say, this fall, voters will have a clear choice between Scott Jensen's extremism and Governor Walz's responsible leadership.
Hey, folks, these are the two that are
One
being delivered up for you to pick from once again.
One of the main local races this fall will be violent crime and gun violence. Last night, Dr. Scott Johnson apologized to delegates in regards to the gun control issue. In tonight's Talking Points, Esme Murphy takes a look at what Dr. Johnson said.
Back in 2017, Dr. Scott Johnson was a first-time senator from Chaska. He stunned his Republican colleagues that year by being the co-author on 2 gun control measures, the first requiring universal background checks for gun sales and transfers, and the second making it illegal for a gun owner to not report to police if a gun is stolen from them. Back then, Johnson said these measures just made sense. But since since then, Dr. Jensen has done a 180 and is against both
policies.
Okay, so
folks, the point that I'm making here is that he keeps flip-flopping when it matters the most. Once he sees the pressure coming from the people, he turns the direction that the people want to hear. And we've seen this over and over and over again, folks. And again, going back to the commercial that I just played for you, the only thing I can say about Scott Jensen concerning this commercial that he just did and his ability to flip-flop because he's a people pleaser is shame on you, sir. Shame on you. And I'm wholeheartedly sad to say it, but again, folks, if you want to go this direction, you're going to get more of the same. There's other people to vote for. And if you're going to just sit down and take Scott Jensen and or Tim Walz as the two candidates, keep in mind, folks, who delivered them up. I know Scott's on his own doing what he's doing, and I understand that he's got a good sidekick there, Mr. Burke, and I heard he's a real hard hitter. But the fact of the matter is, if we don't hold to the law, we're not going to be a free people. We don't hold to the law, those babies in the womb are not going to have an opportunity to stand up and have a future and a hope one day. So with that said, folks, we're going to go ahead and switch it up here. I had to share that with you. It was bugging me. And we're going to take Bori from Virginia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Bori. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley Dean, my brother from another mother. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. And you?
I'm doing great. Hey, Bradley, I just want to point you to something in the Constitution. The 14th Amendment says that we are U.S. citizens. And when you are a U.S. citizen, you don't got constitutional rights. You got civil rights the government give you, but none of the other rights, you got them because you under the jurisdiction of the federal government. You're not under God.
Okay, so just hang on a second, though, Bori. So when you look at the Declaration of Independence, it tells us that we receive our rights, our certain inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. Our rights come from God. The government today wants us to believe through an evolutionary view of government that our privileges come from them, and this has come about to the American people because they've taken an evolutionary view of government. Our rights come from God, and if we want to maintain our God-given rights, then we better stand up and fight for them.
They do come from God, but people have been deceived, and
yes,
the government give you privileges, and you take the privileges, and you got duties and obligations to the federal government.
Well, that's what they'd have you believe, right? And there's been too many people, Bori, that have been dummied down enough to believe it, and that's exactly why we're in the predicament that we're in today. As a matter of fact, if you look at our said representative limited government today, what do you see? You see them acting out of their scope of authority, assuming authority that was never given unto them through delegation from we the people, and they're creating stuff out of thin air because what they're trying to do, and they're doing it, is tearing down the Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in their own ungodly image.
Yeah, so 1933, we've been in democracy. We're not a republic anymore because they change it. When they change the money, they change everything else. And we are now under like servitude to the federal government. That's
yep,
the
okay.
problem. The people don't know their history and they don't know the law. If you don't know your rights, you don't got none.
That's, well, there you have it. But I think there's a little confusion here, with all due respect. The federal government is a creation of the states. We have a 10th Amendment that limits the federal government from interfering into the very things that they're interfering today. Okay? That's the 10th Amendment. It bars the federal government. And again, the federal government is a creation of the states, not the other way around. Our rights do not come from them. And if we want our rights, we better understand that anything that stands in contrast to the U.S. Constitution is null and void. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. I don't care what they have to say. I don't care what they think that their pretended authority and their pretended assumptions are, that they have control over our lives. That's all fine and dandy. Let them stay in that deception, but I'm going to live my life accordingly. My rights come from God. We're ruled by law in this country, and I'm going to continuously hold to that because God is on my side and so is the law. And if I understand that, that's what's going to keep me free, my friend. I got a hard break, Bori. I'll give you the last 10 seconds. Go for it, my friend.
Hey, have a good one, Bradley. Thank you for the chance and let me talk.
You got it. Thank you, Bori. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to global warming hoax going from bad to worse. You can't make up some of the stuff that's going on here, folks. They want to tax cow vapors. No joke. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, now we're going to get to this topic, and I want to read this off really quick. Scientists can tell us where a hurricane, scientists can't. By the way, science is the study of creation. Isn't it interesting how they discover what God created, and then they want to deny God's existence? My goodness, folks. You want to talk about willfully blind? Jeremiah 5:21. Scientists can't tell us where a hurricane will make landfall tomorrow, but they can predict the climate in 100 years down to the degreeage. Okay? Let's be realistic, folks. These people can't even, the meteorologists, even with that Doppler radar systems, they can't even tell us accurately what the weather's going to be like tomorrow. It's craziness, but they want to tell you that we blew into existence out of nowhere. The scientifically impossible theory that all of this creation blew into reality from nothing. I mean, it's that sick. And it's that twisted. That's reprobate is what the word means, to be without the ability to judge rightly. Okay? Scripture tells us in the face of what I'm about ready to share with you, your faithfulness extends to every generation. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth and it abideth, right? Okay, that's in Psalm 119, verse 90. Ecclesiastes 1:4 tells us in the King James Version, one generation passeth away and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. Isn't it amazing how these geniuses want to try to get us to believe that all of a sudden in their generation, in this generation, that everything's changing and we better hurry up and do something about it. Tax the people on a global basis so we can control them and enslave them further than what they are today. Anybody paying attention to all of this? Because that's exactly what the likes of an Al Gore has done. He's convinced enough people, I don't know who they are, but he's convinced enough people to make and to aggrandize millions onto himself off the stupidity and the ignorance of the willfully blind on this planet. Okay? I'm going to show you a little piece here. You guys all remember Paul Harvey? Listen to what Paul Harvey had to say back in the 90s. And it's quite interesting because it's applicable to today once again. Check out what Paul had to say.
And with the willing complicity of headline-hungry media, a recent crisis of the month had to do with global warming. An ozone hole is opening up over the United States, we were told. The effects of which were already measurable in an increase in skin cancer. On the contrary,
it's always fear.
Destroying chlorine around the polar vortex has been declining since January.
1992.
A major objective of a recent shuttle mission was to determine the scope and scale of the so-called ozone hole, and the silence since has been deafening from those whose livelihood depends on creating crises. Recent data
creating
from the
crises.
Upper Atmosphere Research Satellites affirms that any problem is less. It's not greater. Ozone levels fluctuate all of the time, partly because of volcanic activity and solar flares. But MIT's Technology Review has made an exhaustive study of worldwide ocean temperatures since 1851. Has concluded that there appears to have been little or no global warming.
Of course not. And by the way, folks, real science concurs. It aligns itself with the Word of God because it glorifies the creator of the science, right? That study of creation that's being discovered. Again, listen to what Scripture says. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Isn't that what Paul Harvey just said? Nothing's changed. Of course not. It's just a new narrative to drive another tax to enslave the people on a global basis. Now, I want to bring you over because I want to show you how ridiculous this is. And I want you to see it for yourself, folks. And I said something during the end of last segment concerning global warming. Do you know that they're wanting to now tax cow vapors? Cow fart. I'm not making this up. There's some sick-minded people, but they're going to invert the truth to the nth degree in hopes that you believe the lie. Read Isaiah 5:20. Oh, that is a dangerous, dangerous place to put yourself. When you make and set yourself at war with God, it is not a good place to put yourself. But there's some people that just want to keep going on with their bad selves and daring the justice of God. I need to make case, and I want you to see this and hear this for yourself on social media platforms. You ready for this? This is incredible. Going from bad to worse. Al Gore's global warming message to an audience in Washington, D.C. The survival of the United States of America as we know it is at risk. And even more, if more should be required, the future of human civilization is at stake. Now, folks, when I hear the deep concerns of those who are fear-mongering on the behalf of ill-designing men concerning the topics that they are, in fact, creating merely to add more tax to further and oppress and control the people, I have to say it's astounding to the degree and to the lengths that men will go to control the lives of other men. Now, one of those topics, of course, is global warming. That's all I have to say is give me a break. I mean, think about this. What did the Lord do before they arrived on the scene? Everything's been in perfect flow as created for over 6,000 years, and now for some reason or another, everything on this earth is somehow now changing and must be quickly addressed. Scripture is clear in Ecclesiastes 1:4. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. Do you remember when Washington's con men and con women were attempting to throw global warming onto Americans? It seemed fit for the Lord to give witness when record-setting massive snow fell during the same exact period. The Washington Post, in fact, reported during that time what the massive snowfall in Boston tells us about global warming. The snowfall in Boston's lately is simply insane, with all-time records for snow within a 14 to 20 inches, all within 30 days. It's kind of funny how that works, isn't it? They tried to blame global warming for that. Luke 12:2 comes. Furthermore, inconsistent, wavering, contradicting meteorologists and scientists cannot even accurately tell you what the weather will be like this afternoon or tomorrow. Yet some folks want you to give ear to those who want to tell you what's going to happen to the earth if you don't give them more of your hard-earned money through a new tax that they create. And at the end of the day, friends, this is what it's all about. Colossians 2:8. I mean, look to Al Gore, making hundreds of millions off of greenwashing. Look to his net worth, $300 million. I mean, the man has a home in Nashville, Tennessee, 20-room home in Santa Barbara, California, 6 fireplaces and 9 bathrooms, San Francisco, California, an apartment in St. Regis. He has his own private jet. And this all being funded through a nonprofit called the Climate Reality Project. And his notable quote, friends, was this: I wish that I had been wrong. Well, I want to tell you something, friends. He is wrong. Stephen Colbert said, I believe in global warming after Al Gore's movie made money. The market has spoken. What is it about? It's about his money. He's fear-mongering. Read what Al Gore has said. Future generations may well have occasions to ask themselves, what were our parents thinking? Why didn't they wake up when they had a chance? We have to hear that question from them now. He goes on, I know that we're capable of that. Our way of life is at stake. Our grandchildren are at stake. The future of civilization is at stake. Fear. Now, remember, friends, William Pitt the Younger rightly stated, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. This is where everything concerning this fraudulent criminal advocation of global warming comes to a sudden stop.
You're obviously addressing something you're very seriously concerned about. I noted on November 2nd, the Washington Post.
Look at how unabashed this
report
dope is.
The Arctic Ocean is warming up. Icebergs are growing scarcer. In some places, the seals are finding the water too hot, according to a report to the Commerce Department yesterday. Soundings to a depth of 3,100 meters showed the Gulf Stream still very warm. Great masses of ice have been replaced by moraines of earth and stones. The report continued, while at many points, well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared. Very few seals and no whitefish are found in the eastern Arctic, while vast shoals of herring and smelts, which have never before ventured so far north, are being encountered in the old seal fishing grounds. Within a few years, it's predicted that due to the ice melt, the sea will rise and make most coastal cities uninhabitable. Is this the crisis you're referring to?
It is a crisis we're trying to address.
How long has this been reaching a critical condition?
GCN,
I'm not sure how you
down,
would
please.
Define a critical condition. I think we are seeing the impacts now, and this guidance is a tool that agencies will
that
be able
narrative
to provide
was from the Washington
specifically
Times
to address the catastrophic warming that this report
in 1900.
I'm not familiar with that specific report.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.